I love you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. And welcome to Glory to God, our 6th anniversary celebration. And on our 8th day, due beginning for the 7th year. Praise God. Give a moment while people come on, the ministers, the servants of the Lord, the guests. We want to invite them in. So since we're just starting and only have 2 people, we're going to let this song play by Hezekiah Walker, God Favored Me.
Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the faith of God is on my life. Let me tell you about the faith. Love is kind. Love is felt more when it's genuine.
Minister Black, I'm opening the line for you just for a moment. Can you hear this music or you can't?
Who abused my love?
Minister Black. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not Minister Black. Praise the Lord, he's not on yet.
I can hear the music.
You can't? Can you hear it clearly? God favored me.
I can hear it.
Alexa, volume 10. Thank you, Jesus. Can't compromise. Praise the Lord. Give us another minute and then we're going to start. God favored me. Hallelujah. Alexa, stop. Praise the Lord, everybody. We welcome you again to the Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for those that have just joined us online. We give God glory, praise, and honor, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice, continue to rejoice, and be glad in it. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. We honor the Lord. Praise God for all that he's done all week long. Glory to God in this anniversary revival. Nobody but the Lord to get the glory. Thank God. Glory to God from the opening night, from the 24th of Apostle Terry. Glory to DC Terry from Sunday night to Monday night. How God blessed and moved on Tuesday. Glory to God, Pastor BJ. On Wednesday, glory to God, none other than Minister Lamondre Pugh. On Thursday, Pastor Apostle Burton. And on Friday, Pastor Prophetess Lillian Bird. On Saturday, Apostle Danny last night. Oh, and today, none other than Prophet Michelle Benjamin, going into our seventh year. All week long, there's been some phenomenal move of God. I am not going to take up the time tonight, glory to God, to go over everything that was said. Glory to God, those that were here, we thank God for you, and those that stayed every night and was praying, and glory to God, open to the Spirit and allow the Lord to let the word penetrate in their hearts, and thank God for the transformation and the transforming and the changes. Glory to God, we're allowing him to do so. We thank God, glory to God, for the new beginning of the seventh year that we're celebrating, going over into, glory to God, the seventh year. Praise God. We believe in God, continue to bless, that we'll continue to go in new dimensions and glory, be elevated to greater depths in him as we seek first the kingdom of God. The theme is, behold, I stand at the door and knock. This is Jesus from Revelation 3:20. Talking about, glory to God, we open these doors so he can come in. And I thought about, glory to God, the doors that are being opened, but like Apostle Terry said, can I go in this room? Some things, glory to God, we allow the Lord to come in, and glory to God, in our lives, saved, filled with the Spirit, some sanctified, glory to God, and going on with Jesus, power baptized, glory to God. But there's certain areas some have not allowed him to go in, from past hurts and pains and betrayal and this, that, and the other, and it's almost like a splinter being in a finger, and you wanted to take it out, but you keep snatching it back. And some, glory to God, have signs on the doors, glory to God, that does not even allow him to enter in. Glory to God, like, keep out. It's not saying it, but you really are when you don't let him go in and do the work. So I bless the Lord, glory to God, every night there's been something tying in and enlightening us and open up our hearts and bringing conviction and awareness, glory to God, and an encouragement for what we need to do, and those that have been doing it, praise God, and other things that we need, he needs to go in, or we need to open that place of humbling ourselves and open ourselves up for the Master to come in, and glory to God, and do whatever delivers and healing, so we can be better at whatever we're doing, to hold up a bloodstained banner and hold the light up on the hill and be that salt, praise God. But we can't be effective, glory to God, if we don't let as effective as we need to be, and for God to get his glory, if we don't humble ourselves and let him come in and let that word penetrate our hearts and cleanse us from all that toxin out of us and stay on the product, so we'll stay in position, stay on your post. I like what Minister Lamondre said, position over purpose, purpose over position. And glory to God, bless them. I'm going into it, and I'm saying I'm not going to do all of that. And about the oil, praise God, you have all in your lap, all from Pastor Burton, and also with my sister, glory to God, Pastor Bird, about the cover-up, glory to God, and the flesh on parade, and all Pastor Danny. Oh, my God, bless the Lord about our foundation. So I did went over everything. Hallelujah. Upset Tuesday night. Well, praise God, Tuesday night was about what you enslaved to. Well, bless the Lord anyway. So that's bringing all the way back up to the time that we are now at this hour to hear what thus said the Lord. The theme is, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and it says, if any man hear my voice and open the door, he'll come and sup with him and dine with him, and he with us and we with him. If we just open up and let him come in. Open those doors, glory to God. Whether it's past hurts, glory to God, and pain. Jesus went through everything in 3 days, that more than we could ever imagine, to redeem us back to the Father. And all the beating, the ridicule, the ostracism, the criticism, being flesh being ripped unrecognizable on that cross. But still yet, he's still obedient to the Father on our behalf until we, glory to God, until the job was done. And now it's our choice because he said it's finished. And so we got to choose this day who we're going to serve. We may have faults here and there, falling down here and there, but don't be a habitual, glory to God, liar, or a habitual, glory to God, a perpetrator or whatever. Help us to get to that place where we strive for more him, less of us, and deny ourselves so that way the Spirit of the Lord can have free reign. He has so many blessings for us, glory to God, and things he wants to use us to be a blessing. And as he told Peter, that the spirit of the enemy desired to sift you at wheat, But I am praying that your faith fail not. Thank God for him being our advocate. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. So when he's been converted, he told him, then you can strengthen your brother. So when we come out and be overcome, triumphant, and victorious, then we can help somebody else and bless them and encourage them. And he will, Lord, reveal the tactics of the enemy so that way they won't have to stumble and fall. But if they do go through it and have to go through it, they'll be able to stand strong, know that they'll go through and come out and be overcomers. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Triumphant in Jesus Christ. But a daily walk for everybody. I thank God. Glory to God for the word and the anointing. Glory to God. We have enough on right now. We can go on and carry on and pray that others that come on will be able to play catch up to hear what thus said the Lord. Like Pastor said last night, that word was so powerful about except the Lord build the house and building on that strong foundation. Pastor Apostle Dana came in so quickly with that word and anointing. It was a beautiful flow, but she finished so quickly. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. And like Pastor Bird said, it was like a bomb that was stopped. But God bless, and it show turned, it's just an anointing on everyone's life. On everybody that spoke, I am just blessed. And when you go back to hear it, it's at www.blogtalkradio.com/divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. www.blogtalkradio.com/divine with a D-E-V-I-N, connection. And hear all the past episodes, and an hour after this one is done tonight, you'll be able to hear it. Continue to hold on. Not that the enemy steal your inheritance or the blessing or whatever God has spoken in our spirit. Glory to God. You can always go back and listen, but get it in your spirit and hide that word in your heart like David says, so we won't sin against the Lord. And in the meantime, obedience to it, not just to hear us, but obedience. And it's a process. I like what Jake said many, many years, Pastor D.D. Jake said, that God will give you a promise. And the process to make the promise look like a lie. Abraham went through that, and many of us sometimes too. Well, that's why we got to be steadfast, unmovable. We got to stay in the word, that the word get in us. We got to keep decreeing and declaring what the word of God says, not what we see, not what we feel, not what we hear, not the five senses, but persistent and pursuing, not procrastination and having reservation. Oh, God, we got to speak it tonight. I'm getting excited. Six, now we in seven, and now we in eighth day. Glory to God. I'm excited. Praise the Lord. We're going to prepare now, glory to God, for to hear our scripture reading from none other than Minister Black out of Connecticut. Then we'll hear, praise God, none other than our own, glory to God, Pastor Burton, praise the Lord, out of Columbia. She will do our prayer tonight. We thank God for the apostle and the minister and everyone that's online and the one that's coming online. But most of all, this woman of God, that God has blessed and anointed for such a time as this. Glory to God. One that does wait to hear the Spirit of the Lord. But you will hear, glory to God, that it is the Spirit of the Lord that's moving in her. Praise God when she delivers. Amen. Praise God. Minister Black.
Bless the Lord, beloved Christ. I'm coming from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13. For I know the thoughts that I have for it towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you and we give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you, Lord God, for the past 7 years that this ministry has been going on. And we thank you, Lord God, for every speaker that have come forth in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory for the one that's coming tonight. We pray, Lord God, that the blessings of the Lord will just flow out of her mouth in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank him. We praise you. Now, bless the woman of God that started this ministry. Lord, we pray that you will continue to use her for your glory. And Father, right now in Jesus' name, we just lift the speaker up, Lord God. We pray that you would anoint her lips, Lord God, to speak what thus said the Lord. And Lord, we thank you that all this word that has been coming forth out of all these vessels, that you would bless it and that it'll catch root and catch on fire. even as I heard that say, the person that spoke say, they spoke and a bomb exploded. It was short, but the bomb exploded. But, Lord, thank God that we can pick up the pieces and run with it. Inshallah. In the name of Jesus. And, God, we give you glory tonight. We give you honor tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you have done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Praise God. We bless the Lord for the scripture reading and the power of prayer through our apostle. At this time, praise God, has got the honor to do a just brief introduction of a woman of God, none other than Prophet Michelle Benjamin out of Columbia, South Carolina, glory to God, home state, Miss Georgia out of Savannah. We thank the Lord, glory to God, for a woman that loves God. She, glory to God, was one of those ones, too, that will listen and not move until she hears the Spirit of the Lord. And she does seek his face. The word is rich in her. She is a warrior, too, in prayer. Praise God. We thank God, glory to God. I think it's 20-some-odd years. I think I'm not sure whether the baby girl is in her 30s now yet. Oh, no, she's not there. I don't remember. But anyway, she have three children, twins, a boy and girl, praise God, and then also the baby girl, praise the Lord, and between 40s and 30s, praise the Lord. That's all I can remember. No, not 40. Yeah, I think 40 and 30s, but however it is, and umpteen grandchildren. I can't remember how many it is right now, but I'm not sure whether it's 12 or 15. She can clear that up. But I'm so excited. My mind is just kind of racing because I want to make sure that give time for her to speak. But I do want to let you know I've known her for it might be almost 30 years now, and I thank God, glory to God, from the time from meeting her coming in from Japan, coming to the church. We was at Beale Chapel, and the Lord blessed through that. Well, that's some more history and whatever, and even going back overseas and coming back, God bless and keep us connected, and even any space that have been in between. We thank God that she at one time was one of the ones that did the secretary, being a secretary for the Sincere Women on the Move for Christ ministry, which this is under Miss Ben, probably, this may be, I was telling Pastor Betty, I think this is about the 32nd year. We haven't been doing anything because of the pandemic. But nevertheless, thank God for Blog Talk Radio. Thank God that she's been several times on Blog Talk Radio to speak, praise God. And she is a dynamic speaker and teacher. She's a teacher of the Word of God. She definitely seeks his face to hear him. I thank God for the anointing that's in her life. Thank God for her faithfulness, and I thank God for her spirit of humility, but I also thank God for that boldness that's in her. Glory to God. We'll speak up and decree and declare what thus says the Lord. So I'm a spirit that's not a compromising spirit. So that's enough right now. Go over that concern. Anything else about her, about being blood washed and speaking the word and the witness of the anointing, you can hear for yourself and witness for yourself. So at this time, glory to God, I ask you to open your ears and prepare yourself to hear, glory to God, what the Lord has to say, as we heard all of that that's been under our belt for the revival and not coming over now, the other part of the revival that's taking us over into the seventh year. Let's hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church through this vessel as he stands at the door and knocks. So we're asking now for you, glory to God, for her to prepare herself to bring forth that word. We know it's already anointed, so we're asking God, glory to God, to anoint the vessel. We bind up any interruptions that will try to come while she's delivering, whether it's mechanical, technical, or whatever it is. We are praying now, God bless, that as we introduce to some and present to others, none other than Prophetess Michelle Benjamin out of Columbia, South Carolina.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessings and glory and honor unto our King. Hallelujah. All blessings and glory and honor. Hallelujah. Belongs to our God. Hallelujah. It is a privilege and an honor to come before you all this evening. Hallelujah. Friendship for a long time. Any of you on the phone, friendship, and I just appreciate it. I am humble tonight. I am humble and just full. I got an opportunity to stay on the line and hear every speaker, and I tell you, my spirit is excited as well. And even as I was thinking about the topic that was given to me, hallelujah, that just was sort of spontaneous. Pastor BJ and I was just sort of on the phone chit-chatting, and she was sharing about the upcoming speakers and the revival. And then the next thing I know, I'm getting a topic, and I get the last day. So that was just Holy Spirit. So I bless the Father for that, for being a part of it, just being a part of what he is saying to his church. And I'm grateful. I am very grateful. Tears came to my eyes because as I was studying and heard all the blessed word throughout the week, the Lord is speaking to us. And then he has like a cry. You know, he's talking to us. He wants us. He wants that spot. So even before I go further, we're just going to have a quick word of prayer, and all the prayer that has gone already before, just come in agreement. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just bless you, and we just love you, and just thank you for what you're getting ready to do and what you have done this past week. Hallelujah. Even now, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, I thank you for being found in a place where I can bring forth a word, and not in my own ability, but in through the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, I release this service unto you tonight. Hallelujah. I thank you for what you've allowed me to read and study and review, but you do the leading, you do the talking. I'm just a vessel. So you have your way, and I thank you for anointing every person that is listening and anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to we, the church. And we thank you, hallelujah. And as we hear the word, we're going to be doers, just not hearers, but doers, how we get out there and apply it to our spirit, soul, and body, and get in a place where we'll evangelize the word to others, our family, our neighbors, somebody just passing through, to be able to share what you're saying. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, open it up. Thank you for in the understanding and the enlightenment of your word. Thank you for the anointing, for the anointing takes the struggle out of it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that are here. Bless every household. Meet every need that's on the line. Locate us. And as you're locating us, thank you for repairing us. Our hearts are open to what you're saying in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so my topic, as we know, the theme tonight is to behold. I stand at the door and knock. It's the theme from Revelation 3 and 20. My topic that was given is Jesus comes to inspect. And you are in a place of unexpectation. I'll say it again. Jesus comes to inspect, and we are in a place of unexpectation. So it took me a while to get all of that in my spirit, and we're just going to get some meanings first. So the word inspect means look at something or someone closely. Typically to assess their condition or to discover any shortcomings. So when that inspection or inspector comes in, they're coming in for specifics. They're looking at coming in to see what's going on with, as the woman of God even said, foundation, your roof, your fruit, whatever that inspection is. They're coming in, and as they're coming in, they got an eye for what they're coming in for. Now, you may not be aware of how to look. We may not know what they're actually coming in for, but they're already in tune. They've already been trained. They got a special eye to find and look and see what we, the ordinary person, may not know what to look for, meaning of inspect. Some examples for an inspect something or inspector are hotels, restaurants, apartments, property, vehicle, food, produce. And when they come in, when inspection comes in, even the woman of God, mighty woman of God last night said when a storm comes, how that appraisal or that inspector comes out to check your roof or to check the sliding or check the grounds and just give an evaluation and let you know about the condition and how they're going to come in and repair. So anyway, they're checking carefully in order to find out whether we're meeting the regulations or being obedient, whether the regulations, excuse me, are being kept and obeyed, that the inspector, to come in to inspect. And generally, some inspections are surprise inspections and some are scheduled. And so happenedly, when I given this in April, there was an inspection. I live in an apartment, and the woman calls me maybe early part of April and said, we're coming in to inspect the apartment. And she called like maybe around the first, second, whatever week that was, and said, we'll be there on the 21st of April. So she gave me a couple of weeks. And generally, so that's a scheduled appointment. I was aware, but I was thankful that she gave me a chance to prepare. She gave me a chance to get stuff out the way, or stuff that I'm typically used to being in. And I don't know about anybody else on the phone, but I got a catch-all chair in my bedroom and a portion of my living room where books, Bibles, mail, sometimes clothes, things just go tossed in that area. And it sort of stay there until I feel like moving it. Now, I'm going to just be transparent. But so being that I do just live in my home alone, I am, here, it'll just stay there until I feel like cleaning it. But when I heard the woman say, I'm coming to inspect the home, I immediately started getting things prepared. I got my catch-all corner of my couch. I moved them out the way into a place, another part of my living room, and went into my bedroom and cleaned up that chair and that section in my catch-all area. So I prepared. So this is in the natural. When we get it, when it's scheduled, we prepare. Sometimes they'll give you a day. Sometimes they'll give you a week. It really depends on what's going on inside of your home, how long it takes, whether you get in a panic, whether you get nervous. You don't know. Like I say, they have the trained eye. Inspect. This is Jesus coming in to inspect. We're going to deal with that spiritual in a minute. When I was married and my husband was in the military, and he had an inspection, and they came in. He already kept a suit jacket already with some of his medals and accommodations on. But when it was time for the inspection, they knew when they were coming again. That's a scheduled inspection. So he would pull his suit jacket out of the closet and begin to make sure that the medals and everything was rightfully placed. I would see him with his ruler out. He was checking and doing all of that. So even when I would, is there anything I can do? No. He was just intense because he wanted to look dressed right, dressed. And I would hear, and he wouldn't do it during the day. When he came home, the house was quiet. We was upstairs asleep, resting or whatever. It was just him and everything that he had laid out that had to be dressed right, dressed. I would hear that buffer on them shoes and hear the different things downstairs, him preparing. You literally could see, and I know those in the military or those who are married to military, how they going to be dressed right, dressed on the day of that inspection. You basically can see yourself in them black patent leather shoes. Now, I don't know how they do it now, but that's how it was when I was married to a military. So those inspections, and in the midst of those inspections, things that you have laying around, like he would say, hours and hours in the office trying to make sure things were filed correctly, it was in its proper place because they knew that the person was coming. Okay. Jesus comes to inspect. He's coming in looking closely, closely, typically to assess their condition or to discover our shortcomings. Jesus is coming closely, typically to assess our condition, not asking, he's assessing, he's looking, he's specifically there because there's a condition. You don't have to tell me that there's a condition. There's a condition. It's the time for us to come in and inspect or to discover any shortcomings. Jesus. Now, I say, and the word says, let's go real quick to the word. Hallelujah. Revelation 16 and 15 says, look, I'm reading from the NIV version, so it may read differently. Revelation 16 and 15 says, look, I will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Blessed are all who are watching for me, who keep their clothing ready so they will not have to walk around naked and ashamed. Now, Jesus is don't have a schedule. He's just already telling us, I'm coming. I'm coming. No one knows the day or the hour, but it's not like a scheduled date and time, but you have the awareness that I'm coming. And he's stating here, look, I will come. It is going to be an unexpectancy. But then not really, because you know I'm coming. The only thing we don't know is the day or the hour. But we are aware that he's due to come. Let's not be the last minute preparer. Don't let us not, and I'm talking to myself, don't wait till the last minute. He's given us time to get it cleaned up. Get that catch-all area cleaned up. Get that hidden area where that dust and that Bible and them books sort of sit, and you don't really dust that area off unless you feel like it or when you think somebody is coming. Okay. All right, so he's coming in. He's coming inspecting. And he says here, he'd come as a sleep thief in the night. And the woman of God, I think it was Pastor Burton, I didn't want to start calling names, but I think it was her that said about the thief. You know, it doesn't, and she read from Matthew 24, like the thief does not alert us that he's coming. He doesn't warn us. So this is how Jesus is coming. We know he's on the way, but we don't know when it is exactly. And it says, blessed are all who are watching for me. Main point, those that are watching for him are his children, those of us who are called by his name. We are watching for him. Watching means to be in a preparedness, a readiness, because we don't know. We don't know, but we know he's coming. Who keep their clothing ready. Remember I said how my ex-husband, he kept that suit jacket ready. Whenever they was going to call an inspection for his rank or for his company that he was over, that suit jacket never wore it unless he had to, unless it was a special occasion. But that suit jacket stayed ready. Stayed right in that closet under that suit jacket thing. And when it was time, he'd go in. Nobody messed with those medals, but he would make sure that nothing slipped, nothing fell off, everything was in its perspective place. That suit jacket was ready. So we need to be at a place of readiness at all times. Who keep their clothing ready so they will not have to walk around naked and ashamed. All right, so Jesus we know is going to come. Now the ones with an unexpectancy are the ones that may not know Jesus. You know, they got an idea, okay, yeah, we hear the story. They see this Bible as just another book. Like, yeah, they have no awareness that he's coming. They just sort of see it as another story being told. So Jesus is not talking to them because they don't even have a mindset that that's going to happen, but he's talking to we, his children. Hallelujah. Now, he wants everyone to go, but he's right now he's talking to we, his children, to be ready. The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. We never know when it's going to be the last opportunity. We don't know. The clock is ticking. So are we ready? Jesus, the inspector, is coming. And prior to that, he's letting us know, even as I come in now, I want to come in and real look closely and assess your condition, our condition, our condition. When the lady came to inspect my home, she came right through the door, but she had a mission because she would start looking up in the ceilings and the roof. She went into the bathroom and went over there by the kitchen, different things. And I told her as she was passing through, I made her laugh. I said, "Don't look too closely now because I haven't dust." She said, "We're looking for water stains or maybe the outlet not working properly, or might be some damage in the outlet in the walls that you're not aware of." So she came on a mission, like I stated, those inspection. So Jesus, when he comes and he's standing at the door and knock, we need to let him in because he's coming in for to assess the condition. Now, you've been sitting in that area for a while, daughter, son, believer, child of mine. I'm coming to assess your condition. You don't want to tell me that situation, but I know it's there. Let me assess the condition. Let me help discover the shortcomings, and as I'm discovering them, I'm going to repair them. I'm going to regenerate them. So when the lady saw a water stain, which when she did come, I brought it to her attention. She had a little camera. She was prepared. I said, "This just sort of happened in the last few weeks." She said, she took the picture, and she said, "Okay." A few days later, I get a call from the repairman. "Yes, we're coming into, after they assess the situation, we're coming in to repair the situation before it gets out of hand, before causes money, before it gets out of hand." Jesus, inspector, want to come in and assess the condition. And before it get out of hand, want to repair it, want to restore it, want to revive it, because he's coming. And he wants his church to be ready. Now those, because I live in a four dwelling, like a duplex, so there's four apartments. Now those that, because I'm sure when she made the appointment, she wanted to cover the entire four apartments. But my neighbor across the hall wasn't there, so she left a calling card. I think another neighbor upstairs wasn't there. She left a calling card. "I'll be back. Or when you ready, let me know." I say tonight, when the inspector comes, especially when they're warning you, they're letting you know, "I'm on the way. We're going to do that." And then they've given you time to get it together. And even when they come in, be honest, show them the spot. Show them behind the refrigerator or behind the those big, heavy china cabinets where might be some damage to the wall, or because it's been there so long, you don't even know that, you know, it's got some wear and tear on the rug or on the floor. Let the inspector come in, because their job, Jesus' job, is to come look closely. We as believers have a tendency to mask it up. The woman of God said it earlier, perpetrate the fraud. We perpetrate. We know how to Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I'm not making fun of anybody, but I'm just saying we have a tendency to know exactly what to do in church, damaged on the inside, because you want that front appearance to be that, an appearance. It's, I want you to know that I'm looking from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. I'm looking all right. But in my internalness, my loneliness, my whatever it is, my hurt, that pain, that past experience, or my letdowns or my disappointments, I'll just deal with that. But the inspector, Jesus the inspector, want to come in, and he want to assess the condition, and he wants to repair. He want to assess it, discover the shortcoming, and repair it. Okay? You know, he's saying tonight, we know he's coming. Real quick, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 2. And I'm just being led by the Holy Spirit, which is the best thing. Hallelujah. Give me a minute. I'm in a different Bible. 1 Thessalonians. Here we go. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 2. Also read, for you know quite well that the day of the Lord's return will come unexpectedly. Now, you know he's coming. We just don't know the day or the hour. Like a thief in the night. Here we go again, a thief in the night. For we know that. He's talking to the church. It's going to be an unexpected move, but are we ready? So even before he comes, he wants to inspect, make sure we're together. So we can all go home together and meet him in the air. So those moments when he comes in our quiet time and want our time and want that space and tell us to come up higher and tell us to get in a place to meet him, those are times of inspection. When he's telling you when we choose to do, because you know we as people, we choose to put him where we want to put him. Now, I have a favorite TV show, and that's Chicago Fire. And I tell you, they'll run that thing all night long on a Friday night, and I will intensely be there. And it reruns, but it's just something about Chicago Fire that I like to watch. And I sit here and I'm thinking, I'm sitting here till the TV will say, you've been on that channel so long, hit the wait button or hit the exit button. I'm not embarrassed to tell you that, but I'm just letting you know we find place and positions where we put Jesus. Wow, is there any way that I can give Jesus that amount of time? Like I sit in front of Chicago Fire? Wow. Can I really? I need to come up. I'm convicted. Even in sharing this word with you, I am partaker of the fruit. Can I give? Why am I not giving him that amount of time, turning the TV off, and just sit before him or read his word? Or even if I'm reading, fall asleep and get back in the word. Like we look at TV, fall asleep on the TV, but get back up and get back and get comfortable back looking. Whatever that is for you, it might not be the TV. It might be the telephone. It might be texting. It might be Facebook. It might that time, all that quality time, spending, doing other things. We need to make room for him. He want to be number one. He wants to be number one. All right. Inspector. So the inspector coming in, and like I said, this one woman, she just had to, just was checking in certain areas. Another time in the military, the main thing that I never liked about it is when we were overseas. I liked going, but when it was time to leave, them inspectors would come in, and they wanted clean, just like the way you moved in. When you moved in, it was spotless, from the front door to the back door. And when them inspectors come in, that's just how they want it to look. They want them sliding door grids, that little grid part, they want it spotless. They want the little scuffs from the floor and different things, they want that gone. And then they don't want, they want it shiny like it was when you moved in. I hated that part, because you had to keep it clean, or you had to make it spotless like it was. Those inspectors knew what they were coming in. And they're not act like you can't move a refrigerator. They're not act like you can't move the washing machine. And then when all your stuff is out the house, you see the wear and tear of that area. The inspector, when they come in, they would, no, you can't, you, no, you have to go in and clean that up again. In your eyes, in the normal eye, we don't know what we're looking for. We're cleaning it. We're doing surface cleaning. Just that top portion. But Jesus want to come in. He don't want to just do the surface cleaning. He want to go internally. I want to go into that hurt from your mom's rejection or your dad's rejection, or I want to come in. I just don't want to top clean. I want to get intensively into the nooks and the crannies and the dust under the rug, that you had a rug on top of the rug, but now there's a rug. Now that the rug is removed from the inspection, or you leaving now that apartment, there's that dust, that still, that something has accumulated there. The inspector, Jesus, wants to come in and clean us up before we go home. He don't want any delay or denial. He don't want any delays. He wants it when he sound that horn, he wants all of us, his children, to go. Inspection. Hallelujah. We know he's coming back, family. We know he's coming back, believers. Hallelujah. Let him check behind the stuff that we don't normally clean behind. Now, you all might, some of you all on the phone, probably spotless cleaning. And I commend you. But that anointing sometimes have to fall on me where I want to just really spotless clean. I'm going to just be honest. Where I'm moving stuff and moving this and getting behind that and checking that. And the one thing I do not like to do is clean a stove. My God. But I'll clean it. But you have to go in certain areas of that stove if you want it spotless. I learned that while they would come and tell us, this area of the stove is not clean. Wow, y'all went all the way in there? Yeah, this area of the stove is not clean. We had to go in and clean it up with a certain type of chemical. Okay, I'm going to move on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. These inspections, inspector, sometimes they're scheduled times, but sometimes you just have the knowledge that they're coming. They give you, Jesus is allowing time for us to prepare those areas. Some of us are walking in areas of prejudice that is not pleasing unto the Lord. It's not. So he wants to come in and assess that condition for us and discover that shortcoming and repair it, renew it, uproot it. Some of us need to move the big refrigerator or that big china cabinet concerning moving it, cleaning behind it in reference to unforgiveness. Some of us still walking around with unforgiveness, and it's turned into bitterness that you can't even stand to hear that person's name called. That's bitterness. That's a root. of bitterness. He's ready to come at that. The inspector wants to come at that shortcoming, unforgiveness. Even after the night, if that falls in your place, all every effort to go in and ask for forgiveness from that person, and for not just forgiving, but release. Walk in forgiveness. And the most greatest gift of all, love. Some of us have a problem in loving. We want to selectively love who we want to love. But Jesus loved us. While we were yet in sin, he commended his love upon us. Why are we not able to keep the commandment to love ye one another as Jesus Christ has loved us? He didn't say selectively. He said all men, even the unlovable, yes. Why are we not able to keep the commandment? The inspector is coming in to assess the situation. Let him in. Hallelujah. Before we go home, let him in. Hallelujah. All right. The second part of this, and I'm coming on out. The second part of my topic says, we are in a place of unexpectation. Unexpectation is something that was not planned or anticipated, unforeseen. Takes us by surprise. We're caught off guard, not ready or prepared. So Jesus is coming in and he's letting us know, I'm coming to inspect. Or we don't know the day or the hour, or it might just be a on-the-spot inspection, and I wasn't expecting you. You ever had a person to come by, persons to come by? And again, I live in my home. And so if I'm not expecting you, you're going to come in, and then now you got to have excuses. Girl, I'm sorry. Let me move this out the way. I'm being real transparent. Let me move this out the way. Girl, if I knew you were coming, I'm sorry. Y'all come on in. You're starting to make excuses and apologize and apologetic, you know, because you was at a place of unexpected. So you got to start moving stuff around. My mom and dad had that living room that was cut off. So when moments like that, back when I was growing up, you didn't have a cell phone. You weren't able to alert anybody that you're on the way. You did just sort of show up. So when those moments happened, you were able to bring that person into that room without making the excuse, because that room really sort of stayed spotless. Nobody was in that room. You know, you kept that room clean. Mama made sure you had to go in there and dust that, because whenever whoever may have shown up, you're going to bring them in that part of the room. But like the man said that started it off, Pastor Terry, I believe, if I'm saying it wrong, forgive me. He said, but Jesus just don't want to go in that room. He wants to go in every other, all the rooms. He wants to come in. We need to let him in. Those areas of our heart that we have shut down, he's interested in it. He wants it. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to walk in joy. He wants us to have his peace. He wants us to know that we are accepted in the beloved. No matter if your mother, your father, your husband, your wife, your children never say that, he wants us to know that he loves us. And we are accepted in the beloved. Unexpected. Let's go to John 4:1-5. The Holy Spirit dropped this in my spirit as I was at work, because I was like, what's going on when we're, you know, of course we have that moment where we're not expecting. But this woman here, she had no idea what was happening to her life. And when she had the encounter with Jesus, it turned her whole life upside down. We're going to read it, so bear with me. I'm just going to read beginning at the first verse. Jesus knew the Pharisees had heard that he was baptizing and making more disciples than John. Though Jesus himself didn't baptize them, his disciples did. So he left Judea and returned to Galilee. He had to go through Samaria on the way. Eventually, he came to the Samaritan village of Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his own son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired from the long walk, sat wearily beside the well about noontime. Soon, a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Please give me a drink." He was alone at the time because his disciples had gone into the village to buy food. Now here I just see Jesus as the inspector. He's coming in. He knows because he said, I have need to go buy this in Samaria. He had need. He has to come in. I need to come in. So this woman was in a place of unexpectancy. Let me finish reading it. So Jesus says, "Please give me a drink." He was alone at the time because his disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. Now here you go. The woman was surprised. Oh, she's unexpected for several reasons. For Jews refused to have anything to do with the Samaritans. Here, this Jewish man is asking me, the Samaritan woman. First of all, he's speaking to me, and then he's asking me to do something for him. She said, so she's giving him the answer of unexpected surprise. So said to Jesus, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me, and I would give you living water." The woman and God, Pastor Bird, said Jesus is at the door knocking, and he wants to come in, and he wants bringing gifts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's bringing gifts. We need to let him in. Hallelujah. All right, I'm moving on. "But, sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket," she said, "and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water? And besides, do you think you're greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give thee will never be thirsty again. It brings a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." Verse 15, "Please, sir," the woman said, "give me this water, then I'll never be thirsty again, and I won't have to come here to get water." I'm going to stop right there. All to that is that that woman was not expecting anything like this to occur in her life, because we already know it. This has been preached, all kind of different interpretations of it, so I'm not even going to go there. I'm just going to the fact that when Jesus showed up at her door and that place at the well, he can be anywhere. He can come inside your house. He can meet you in the car. He can meet you right where you are, in the midst of being stubborn, in the midst of being rude, in the midst of being unloving, in the midst of being hurt. He can locate us. He can locate us. Hallelujah. Hey, Jesus know how to locate, and he'll just show up. Hallelujah, and speak. And she, even in her unexpectation, she's letting him know, wait a minute, we shouldn't even be conversating. Why are you even here? And Jesus said in so many words, "I'm bringing gifts. Gift I have for you is life. It's water. It will satisfy every area of your life, every hurt, every complication, every, Jesus, why me? Jesus, what happened? Jesus, how come I'm not there yet? Jesus, how come I'm lonely? Jesus, how come I just got hurt? The water, the living water, my gift to you is living water that'll satisfy every area, every room, in your life. So that's where I'm at. Let the inspector in, because the inspector has the eye that we may not see. We may not think that's even an issue, but he'll let us know it's an issue. Remember, the inspector or the inspect, typically he's looking close, that person's looking closely, typically to assess the condition and to discover the shortcoming. And whatever that shortcoming is in that condition, he will bring repairs. He will be the repairer of the breach. He will bring that everlasting water. He will bring that peace that surpasses all understanding. I'm going to end this with a song. I'm not singing it, so it'll be all right. There's a song by Jonathan McReynolds. Write that down whenever you have time. Listen to it. And the song is named Make Room. Jonathan McReynolds is his name, and the song is called Make Room. I'm just going to read the lyrics to you, and then I will be finished. The lyrics go like this. I find space for what I treasure, and I make time for what I want. I choose my priorities, but Jesus, you're my number one. So I will make room for you. I will prepare for two, so you don't feel that you can't live here. Please live in me. I will make room for you. My will, you can move it over. My way, you can move it over. My ego, you can move it over. My plans, you can move it over. My schedule, you can move it over. My itinerary, you can move it over. For I just want to make room for you. My habits, you can move it over. My attitude, you can move it over. Whatever it is, that is not like you, you can move it over. Whatever it is, glory be to God, that is in your way, Jesus, I make room for you. If it takes your space, move it over. I want to seek you first and keep the old things out the way. Jesus, I will make room for you. God bless you. Keep me in prayer. I pray that all that you heard today, take something and apply it to your spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, Pastor BJ.
Glory be unto God. Even hearing that, given that topic, had no idea the impact and the revelation that will come out of it. Make you definitely want to go back in. Really, glory to God. Assess and look at yourself. God, this is powerful. Praise God. We're not going to make remarks now because we want to keep the anointing flowing of anybody that might need a prayer or something that God has put in their heart from this word that brought awareness and brought conviction, brought glory to God, a desire for more of him and to want to allow him to minister and move. Praise the Lord. So I'm opening the lines now for I haven't gotten them all open, but I am so elated and just full from what God has said. What a way, glory to God, with all the word that it went forth all week, but also to go into the new year of the seventh year of the Blog Talk Radio. What a way to go in, and especially even after the words from that song, too. Glory to God. He wants to give the living room. He wants living water and give going to all those rooms. Help us, Lord. At this time, anyone that desires prayer, praise God. We ask you now, glory to God, to make your request known. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And if there's anything he put in your spirit to say, Prophet, the liberty is there. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a powerful word. Praise the Lord. It's going to be like Monday night. That word has such an impact. It will do the work. As glory to God, it went out. So praise God. I'm asked once more, just in case nobody, everybody in here, if you desire prayer, the time is now and the door is open for you to pray, get prayer. Praise God. We don't want to push it. At this time, praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to
Minister BJ, I was trying to wait to see if somebody else wanted to ask for prayer. But I pray that God will eradicate cancer off the earth. I know in that great day, praise God, we don't have to worry about it, but I just want God to do that ahead of time and just heal those people that are suffering with the condition of cancer and those who've been recently diagnosed. But I would pray that God would just, it would be in his divine will to eradicate it from the planet Earth and in the name of the Lord Jesus, and no other disease take its place in Jesus' name. So that's a special prayer. And those who have had broken bones or injuries, praying that God will divinely heal them and the excess pain removed from them in Jesus' name. That's my prayer request. Thank you.
Praise God. All right, prophetess.
Amen, amen. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we glorify you, hallelujah. And we just come in agreement with your word, for you are wounded for our transgressions, you are bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, it was upon you, and with your stripes, we were healed. That's your word, and I believe your word. And you, on the 39 stripes, that cancer was a part of it. It was a part of that disease and broken bones and injuries. You already bore this. We thank you for the finished work of the cross. Hallelujah. The blood still works. We ask, Father Yahweh, God Almighty, hallelujah, that even those that are being diagnosed with it or just still dealing with it, we thank you for your divine healing, your healing grace. Touch the land, uproot it out of the earth in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Jesus, even if you don't show yourself strong, you be the miracle worker, promise keeper concerning people that are being diagnosed, where the doctors are giving them the fact, but the truth is it has already been taken care of on the cross. We thank you for the finished work of the cross. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Heal, set free, and deliver. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord for the power of his word and the prayers. Praise God. This time we're going to have Apostle Burton and Apostle Bird speaking, then any others after that, go out. You can give your remarks. We're going to leave that space now.
Praise the Lord. I give God the glory for the word tonight. Amen. You know, I listen to prophetess, and she just speaks softly, but she carrying a big stick. And I bless the Lord. With my husband being in the military, I know what I understood what she was saying about when you getting ready to clear those quarters. Everything got to be the way they want it, not the way we want it, but the way it's supposed to be. They want everything clean and spotless. And the only way sometimes people pass the inspection is that they get somebody to come in and clean it.
Yes.
But we can't get nobody to come in and clean us up for us to pass the inspection except Jesus Christ. So I'm open to let him in. The more I heard her say some things, you know, that all of us, well, I'm guilty of watching the TV. I stay on CNN News. It's not that I'm so caught up in it that I'm afraid of what's happening. I just like looking at it. But the fact is, I could spend more time with Jesus. The fact is, that I could spend more time asking the Lord to make, like the song say, I know that song well because I like it. I will make room for you. We got to make some more room for Jesus. I got to make some more room for Jesus because too many things jumbling up and taking the place of where Jesus ought to be. So, and then the scripture came to me, but seek ye first. We quote it, but then we ain't seeking Jesus first. We ain't waiting for him to add nothing on. We seeking after everything. But I thank God for that powerful word tonight. It makes you say, now look here, I got to get myself together. I got to let the Lord fix me. I got to let the Lord come in and get in those spots that hadn't been touched in a while. So I appreciate and I praise the name of the Lord for the word that came forth tonight. Y'all pray for us that we'll change and let Jesus come in and prepare us so we can be ready for that great day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, 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 and amen. I give God praise. I just thank God tonight because all week it's just sort of been like self-examination. We are without excuse. And something that has been said from the first day to the last day affects each of us. None of us would pass inspection if he came today. So I thank God that we are always ready, always in a place of preparedness so that God can come in and clean us up because none of us are perfect. And, you know, sometimes things that we don't look at, like holding on to unforgiveness and all of that stuff, it comes against us. And God wants to clean us up. God wants to give us freedom. And God wants to give us liberty. And our liberty is in him when we allow him to come in and inspect us. You know, sometimes we got rotten stuff in there that he needs to take out. I was cleaning out my refrigerator today, and I didn't realize how much junk I had allowed to accumulate in there. And doing that inspection, I threw out a lot of stuff. That's what he wants to do. He wants to come in, take out the junk. And I assure you that he know exactly what to take out. And he know what to add. He know what to add. So that message was on time. And because sometimes we inspect ourselves, but we still hold on to something.
Yeah.
But when he inspects us, he take off everything that's unnecessary and place his own spirit within us. So I thank Prophetess Michelle for that message tonight. That was just the icing on the cake. So I appreciate you, my sister, and God bless you. Thank you for that word tonight.
God be glorified. Amen.
Amen. I praise God for the message and the woman of God. Praise God, Prophetess Benjamin. Mighty word of God. Absolutely outstanding. Jesus comes to inspect, and man, what an amazing message. And when he comes, you know, he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When the natural inspector, the human inspector comes, it becomes a burden because you got a lot of stuff you got to do. I was in the military, too, so I understand that. I can relate. But and all that moving and have to get things ready. But when Jesus comes, to inspect, he does it in such a wonderful way. He comes, and I love how you explain to correct or to fix whatever it is that's there that ought not to be there. But you've got to invite him. You've got to let him come in to do it. Praise God. And there's nothing worth trading your relationship with the Lord for. So I love that how you explain when he comes in as the inspector, praise God, is that really he comes, praise God, to make our life better, praise God, and correct all the stuff whatever's been tearing you up on the inside, he'll come and he'll make it right. He'll correct that situation, but you got to give it back, says praise God, so that he can come and do it. Praise God. It's so many more things. And then I just heard again the message about seek ye first the kingdom. And in actuality, praise God, I'm going to do a little message tomorrow on Tuesday night, praise God. And my subject is, it's time to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, that's for me. I don't know about anybody else, but we're living at a time where things is so chaotic, and it's so much that takes away our attention. I'm guilty of TV, too, because I'll get on a series, and I like that. But you know what? I want you to give me a song, Make Room, praise God, to go with my message, praise God. And I want Jesus to have all the room he wants, praise God. And I want to make sure I do my part of making room for the Lord Jesus. That's every day, for God, every day. I'm available to him, so I got to do better at that. That's why I'm giving myself this subject to teach on, seeking ye first the kingdom of God, and that's for me first. So, you awesome job. I thank and praise God for you, woman of God. Well done. God bless you. Amen.
Praise God.
Be the glory.
A message.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. A prophetess, that was so awesome. It's like a hearty bowl of beef stew, but so many ingredients in it, and you had a big bowl, but you're looking at the pot wanting another one, but you full. You know you can't have no more. You got to let that food digest. But I thought about my son when I told him to clean the room, and he'll say, I clean the room 5 minutes later. He come running out the room, wanting to go outside and play. But I go and inspect the room. In the closet, there's clothes. Under the bed, there's clothes and stuff. And then back of the dresser, there's clothes. I sweep everything out. Now you got a couple of more hours to take care of that room because I inspected it. I thought about when Jesus come, even the things we ain't even thinking about or don't have any clue, Jesus get everything up by the root. And he inspects, and the closer I get to God, the more I find out I ain't got no time to be judging nobody. I need to get it right myself because Jesus is showing me. I thank God for the word. It was so fulling and so refreshing, and it was awesome. Thank God for the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord, Pastor Benjamin. I tell you, I just thank God for you on tonight. Hadn't heard from you in a while, but I just thank God for you. I was writing down some notes trying to get my paper together here, but I was looking at this part here. What really got me, where I was thinking about some stuff that I went through. I was looking at this where it said that Jesus relocate you. And I was thinking about how you know, you can be in a place and you think you're hiding, but God can come in. He can come in and find you. And so I was thinking about that, and I thought about where you was talking about inspect. And a lot of times I thought about whenever I used to work in the motel, how we used to have to clean up the bed, clean up the rooms, and a lot of times these women, some of the women wouldn't clean up good, and they had an inspector, and you had to get behind those little corners, and because sometimes right there in them little corners where something at, and you got to clean up real good. So that's what he wants to do. He wants to clean up us completely, because there's some little stuff in us that we think we hiding, but God see it. And it made me think about myself. I said, there's some little stuff in me that sometimes that kind of come up to the surface sometimes that I know it do. And I said, God, I need you to help me with that. And so I just thank God for that word, because I really want to examine myself some more, because there's some little things in me that kind of pop up in me sometimes that I thought I had got rid of, but it's still there. And I need help with that. So I thank God for you for knowing that Jesus wants to come in me and expect me and to clean me and fill me and keep me and get me right. So when he comes, I'll be ready to go back with him.
Amen.
So I praise God for you. Thank God.
Praise you, Jesus.
My Lord.
I have to share this with y'all. I was in prayer, and the word expectation dropped in my spirit. I had been asking the Lord to show me that it's him that's speaking to me. Thank God for youth ministry. Thank God for you. Confirmation tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't even know how to spell that word. I've never seen that word before, but it fell in my spirit, expectation. What are my expectations, he was saying to me. Good God, my God, I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for confirmation. Thank you for allowing Jesus to use you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God just keeps throwing his spirit upon you and using you mighty in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glorified.
Amen. Is that the last one?
Hey, Auntie BJ and everybody.
Praise the Lord, darling.
Praise God. Hey, I'm not going to stay on long because I'm traveling, but I did want to acknowledge Apostle Hubbard and the Sincere Women on the Move for Christ. I'm so happy as a young woman just to really glean from all of you guys. So when I have you guys around or even on the phone, I just have to acknowledge you all just for being just my Esther's to me growing up. But Mom, I was able to get on, and one of the nuggets that I took away, because I don't remember the inspection part, maybe because I was the baby of the family and was probably getting away with stuff, but one of the nuggets that I took away when I was in college, we had to do the same thing in our dorm room. We had to clean up, you know, and adjust the furniture the way it was when we first moved in, and I remember one semester I had gotten charged because I had left hangers in the closet. And I was so upset about it, but they said, you know, I called to kind of justify the charge, and they were like, that's not how, you know, you found the room. But anyway, one of the nuggets that I took from it was sometimes when it comes down to cleaning certain things, the inspector will have, like, a list of certain cleaners to use if they want the brass to be shiny or if they want, you know, the marble countertop to be cleaned a certain way, there's a certain cleaner that, you know, they may recommend or suggest. And I felt like it's the same way with God. If we're struggling with unforgiveness, there's a scripture for that. If we're struggling in our marriage, there's a scripture for that. You know, God has given us the full armor of God, you know, the Ruach, his Holy Spirit. There is suggested and recommended cleaners for the issues that we're going through. So I was just really blessed and impressed and just thrown, Mom. I love you so much.
I love you, girl.
Praise the Lord. I'm encouraged and inspired. Thank God for you traveling from Florida. And thank God to bless and continue. Thank God for blessing your family in the time of bereavement. But thank God for the joy in you. But you just gave me something to think about when you said the cleaner. There are so that word that rich, but you, God bless you to put that input in there about the inspector. The inspector, glory to God, wants you to use certain cleaners, and that is true in certain cases. But you said the cleaner that God wants to use, and you start using the scripture, oh, my God, I got to go back. Glory.
Yeah.
Now, that's a powerful revelation right there to add to all that word and the anointing and the way God gave this woman of God this message tonight.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Make my baby leap like Martha, I mean like Mary, and glory to God and Elizabeth. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. And all of those, even when you all were coming back, also with the different ones that were giving y'all remarks, from Apostle Burton all the way down to my little sister here, daughter, praise God, that the things that was being said, even out of the messages from what you gain and glean, even little bits and pieces, it's oh, my mm-hmm. God, it's put a stirring, but that piece right there, glory to God. Glory to God, I just want to tell you, I bless God for you. You know, we commune back and forth periodically and whatever, like, but I always just enjoy the power of the anointing of the revelations that it gives you and how you study and seek the face of God and how you break down the words and use words. Glory to God to give interpretation of where, you know, that to bring enlightenment. But the things that were said in this message, I had no idea. All I know is you gave me that word when we were talking, glory to God, a few weeks back and about when he was saying Sunday kept on dealing our spirit, even though we went through our 6 days usually when we have our revivals, anniversaries. But it's kept being by this time we're doing something starting on a Sunday. We usually end on a Sunday. But it was like that Sunday kept blitz. And then when we were talking, the Holy Spirit leaped in my stomach, I mean, in my belly, in my spirit, man. Glory to God for speaking things that we were talking about. It came up. Oh, and then when he gave that message, a title, I didn't know it was so strong, certain things that we were talking about, but I had no idea the magnitude of what God blessed as you got before the Lord and he gave you this message. It's been so many things in here that I'm not going to try to go over it, but I'm telling you so many things that already been said in this right here, and we got to get in a place we cannot be denial and justified. We're going to miss God. But that true inspection, when we let him come in, those doors, because some people can let them in the door, but I was thinking about it, was talking, I don't know, the day or yesterday, you can come in the door, but then again, how many rooms are you going to let them go in? And then when you do go in there, you're going to go where they got, not make complaints and murmur and try to distract the inspector, which can't distract him. Might do it a master one, but praise God to really let him go in and do the work, glory to God. And because one thing is like that oil, five wise and five foolish, if we don't be prepared, that door, when it closed, it'll be, I don't know you. Depart from me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. I thank God for you. I mean, I am so elated about the blessings and what God has already done here tonight. I am so excited. So in the meantime, we're going to leave this. Well, there's nothing else to announce but the fact that we're going to have prayer tomorrow night. But I was hearing today, prayer and testimony for Monday night. Glory for those that are available that will come on. Praise God. And those, like I said earlier, www.blogtalkradiodivine.com. I'm so excited. www.blogtalkradio.com/divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. And you can go back and listen to the episodes. And even tonight, after an hour. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord for the woman of God tonight. God bless and touch her. Put back the virtue inside of her. In the name of Jesus, restore her. Continue to keep her blessed and covered under the blood. Ask glory to God that she go forward. And God bless her family. Bless glory to God her endeavors. Keep her body healed and whole. Pray glory to longevity that she can be able to continue to have that hunger, thirst, and the righteousness of that living water. And glory to God that the Lord continue to bless her. Heal herself to his servant. God bless and keep her. In Jesus' name, we bind and all of the cords, trap, snare, plot, plan, anything that he may have, come against her. We bind it up in Jesus' name. Cover all those, all that you get. So at this time, we're going to have remarks from you. Now, glory to God, Prophetess Benjamin. Bless the Lord, woman of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I am consumed. I am just. With his presence, I just bless the Father for being a partaker of this. I may not have connected, you know, with every night, you know, just knowing about it, if I can just be honest. But I felt personally, like I said, and brought tears to my eyes, that he wanted me to be a part of this. He wanted me to be a part of this, all of us to be a part of this. But I just took it personally when he
brought me in. He located me, and in that area of research, I saw me. You know, the word reveals.
Yes, Lord.
It's just a mirror. So when I went in for study or seeking his faith and asking the Holy Spirit for revelation, I saw Michelle. So I began to just ask him, come on, come in that room. Come in that. Come in that section of that. Come in. Because I can't preach it if I hadn't lived it. It's not effective. So I bless the Father for this because we know he's coming back. That's our warning. That's our preparation. That's our time to clean it up. Clean it up. Clean it up. Let him in and help us clean it up. Amen.
Wow.
And then for that, for Lauren, my daughter, to come in and say to AJ, that's just a set another part he wanted us to hear. Because that, he didn't get that to me. But there's a certain cleaning agent for that unforgiveness, that word, like she said, I'm not going to rehearse it. But and then you got the blood. The blood, you use that, the blood of Jesus on that section. Oh, it'll get spotless. Glory, I'm done. I just appreciate the opportunity to be connect with you all. And sometimes I'm not intentionally not on the line, but once I get off the phone, because I'm on the phone 24/7, when I get off the phone, it's like, ooh, Lord, just let me get a minute to regroup. But the Lord has a time where he connects us all back together, and I bless it, and we never miss a beat. We never miss a beat.
Thank you, Lord.
So I love you all, each and every one of you all. Keep me in your prayers as I hit your spirit, as I pray for you all. I love you so much. Love you so much, BJ, and you know that.
Praise God.
Thank God for each and everybody on the line. Love you all.
And I love you dearly. Praise God. Our pastor, I didn't get to say what's glory to God, which I didn't really get to anybody and everybody, Pastor, but glory to God, the Apostle Grant and Deborah Grant. Praise the Lord. That's your. It's the church. Bless the Lord for so much powerful anointing. I just want to marinate in this thing right here. Thank you, Divine Connection, Prayer Warriors. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the regulars that be on all the time. So faithful. Glory to that. Mother Alexander, Pastor Bird, Brother Black, Mother El Willette, Mother McCormick. Praise God. Sister Rachel, glory to God, as being, glory to God, one of the ones that in the back in the support were part of the ministry are coming on, but the warriors that are on there on a regular. We thank God for Apostle Burton always in the background praying and concerned for us. Thank God for Prophetess Michelle when she can come in to pray and all the time that she is on the phone. But these other warriors and all, Sister Brenda, glory to God, they've been there for years too as well. Praise God, and Sister Noel that come on periodically. But those warriors that they'll try not miss a night, glory to God, and you hear them on a regular, that is glory to God. Those ones that I called at first, Mother McCormick, Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, Pastor Burns, the Prophet, Brother Black, glory to God, I just so many, praise God, so many blessings that I thank God for. Then we have supporters that come on and they don't say nothing sometimes. Sometimes we have people across the country that will just come on and ask their prayer requests. And thank God for Pastor Sims, too, over this last 2 years that joined us, too, as well as a regular warrior. Praise God. But over the last year and a half, I think Brother Blackman, almost 3 years now. But bless God. But anyway, we thank God for all the other warriors that have been on this line and how God has blessed and how he's moved and how he's proven himself and all the miracles we keep hearing. So I just pray glory to God. As you remember, the Lord bless. We're going to pray, but we're going to have testimony about the goodness of the Lord going into our seventh year tomorrow. Those that can, other than that, if you can, you've been busy all week being attentive and praying and seeking the faith and fasting, glory to God. So if you can't come on, we understand, but if you can, we'll look forward to seeing you, to hearing from you tomorrow and seeing you in the spirit. But in the meantime, we pray glory to God. God's blessings, angels be in camp. Pray God continue to use you greatly. All right, Sister Lauren, it's coming real close in the next month or two for y'all. Go over to God. At least you've got to get moved to California. Keep praying for them. Her husband and her has to leave out on Tuesday and they're driving to go over there to kind of inquire about where they can be able to stay and just kind of research and find out what place they can be able to be have residence. So pray for them and pray for favor. We know prayers are going up for them, but Beth just said the other night that they will be going there. And then they're driving the vehicle over and flying back, and then they got to be out of the house by the end of the month. His job as an engineer taking him out to California. So we just pray in God's protection and shield and God's blessing and protection of them going and also their family left behind until they get ready to get back, and then they'll travel over. So there's some moving parts still yet, and everything is not complete in stone yet, but we need those prayers for God to give them wisdom. And we pray glory to God for Carmelita as well as her family and all of those that are on the phone. And one of the testimonies, I don't know if Mother Alexander left or not, but this lady Tony that we've been praying for, that the code blue on, she's been in the hospital still with under the respiratory life support. But I think Mother said one day and so forth like this too. We've been praying, because I know at nighttime when I go get ready to go to bed and praying for, I would say, Tony, open your eyes, Tony, open your eyes. So I don't know as of today, but I think Pastor Mother said that she opened her eyes one day, but I'm not sure what the condition is today. So Mother Alexander, you're still there, or you dropped off the line? Are you there? Oh, well, I guess you have to give us an update on that tomorrow. But even whatever progress, we thank God she's still here, praying God's blessing. Pray for Mother Camp and whatever. She was in the hospital. We prayed, God bless. She's out of rehab. The one that was 92 next door, and then the other, day before, there was a message that she was in the hospital because she just went to have a CAT scan done, doing fine, looking good, and all of a sudden when they're looking for one thing, come to find out they found three blood clots in her chest, in her lungs. But her daughter said they wanted to keep her in the hospital for a couple of days. They don't want to give her blood thinners because of her age. And yesterday when I talked to her, she said there was no pain. She didn't have no pain, no sign whatsoever that anything else was going. Skin color, everything was looking good. And so we're just praying that she will come out of there, no complications or problems, and the Lord bless and raise her, because he didn't take her through all that sickness and all that came against her body for 5 weeks, and then to let the almost six, and let the enemy come in and steal now. But thank God they caught that in time. So we're celebrating. God bless. Pray for Mother Freeman, too. Because her body is going through, but she got to have some CAT scans and some other things done. Praise God. So we thank God, glory to God, and so many other miracles we can talk about tomorrow, but at what other time we've been praying for. But I thank God for the power of prayer and the women of God and that man, glory to God, that's on. And thank God for all those that have came forth and spoken. And God bless. And praise God. And praise the Lord. Someone that's real close to Pastor Terry, and glory to God. And Apostle Dana, I don't know how many know him, Dana Davis, but gone on to glory too as well. But God bless, glory to God for the family and the healing. But we thank God for all of those ones that have been raised up and healed and delivered and encouraged and fighting the good fight of faith. And thank God again for you all. I bless God. I thank God for your support, for your prayers, and for praying for me and praying for the ministry. We speak like we bind up Satan, all of the cords, set up traps, plots, plans, untimely death, sickness, disease, every scheme that he has already set in, glory to God, hallelujah, in motion, be eradicated, dismantled right now in the name of Jesus. We speak life. We call the Holy Spirit, glory, have thine own way. Glory to God, we speak and call our peace and joy back in and pray God's blessings upon you, blessings spiritually and physically and financially. Be blessed of the Lord. Be encouraged. Have a wonderful week, day, month, year, and just keep letting God come in to do whatever he needs to do so that we can be ready for the work that he's assigned to our hand to do, and he can say, well done, when the work is over. Praise God for you. Get excited and expect anticipation and expectancy of the greater things yet to come. Cover us all under the blood, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
love
y'all.
Amen.
Love
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Glory
be unto
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for you. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to bless the Lord, and what a mighty God we serve. Awesome is he. My God reigns. He's my Redeemer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that amazing grace. Hallelujah. For the blessings of the Lord that added rich and make it no sorrow. As you said in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts, I know the plans I have for you. They're for good, not for evil. Glory, I declare to the Lord to give us that expected and to bless and to prosper us. Help us to trust you when we can't trace you. Glorify your holy name and forgive and walk in the agape. To God be the glory. Thank you for being that inspector. But thank you, glory to God, for bringing us through and bringing us out. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the amen. Name of the Lord. Come on, wake up, sleeping giant. Let's get about the Father's business.
Thank you.
Shalom.